be surveilled, you know, the radical Muslim stuff. And our number one problem is what's going on, where they want to blow up our cities and they want to blow up our country. That's our number one problem.
And then our number two problem is crippled America. I continue with the number one problem, and I agree with you.
We better be careful with Osama bin Laden. There's a guy named Osama bin Laden who was saying really nasty things about our country. And 2 years before the World Trade Center came down, I talked about Osama bin Laden. You better take him out. I said, he's going to crawl under a rock. You better take him out. And now people are seeing that. They're saying, you know, Trump predicted Osama bin Laden, which actually is true. And then 2 years later, a year and a half later, he knocked down the World Trade Center.
After the collisions, the Israelis were seen dancing, and police were called to the scene for suspicions of involvement in the attacks. The Israelis were seen jumping and cheering, taking pictures of themselves in front of the burning towers.
I had my binoculars, and I could see the towers from my window. And this is where I, you know, I'm looking. And all of a sudden, down there, I see this van park. And I see three guys on top of the van. And I could see that they were, like, happy. You know, they didn't look shocked to me. You know, they didn't look shocked. I thought it was very strange.
Amazingly enough, we have found the moving company where the five Israelis worked.
Was this building being used as a front for some kind of Israeli intelligence operation that possibly was doing surveillance on the Arab American community? Were there men celebrating or slapping fives or whatever?
Some of the guys were kind of happy that, you know, they were smiling. It wasn't like something, you know, out of terror. And I think some of the people saw them up on the roof from that building over there and reported them to the police.
We had received an all points bulletin, and I just happened to see the van and, you know, hollered over to my lieutenant. You know, I think that could be the van. We checked it out, and it was. You know, we were all on edge, obviously, so I really wasn't looking to make friends with these people, and neither were the officers that I were with. Once we started talking to them, you know, they were pretty much like, hey, you know, we're not against you, we're with you.
The Israelis were, for a moment, in the gossip spotlight in Israel and were invited on an Israeli talk show.
And at that point, we were taken for another round of questioning, this time related to our allegedly being members of Mossad. The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event.
The five Israelis were detained for 10 weeks and finally deported on immigration violations after the FBI cleared them of any involvement in 9/11.
Things about our country. And 2 years before the World Trade Center came down, I talked about Osama bin Laden. You better take him out. I said, he's going to crawl under a rock. You better take him out. And now people are seeing that. They're saying, you know, Trump predicted Osama bin Laden, which actually is true. And then 2 years later, a year and a half later, he knocked down the World Trade Center. And I said, take the oil. Then we didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. And as you know, Iran is getting the oil because Iran is going to take over all of Iraq.
Because the more I research what you've actually said and done, it's amazing.
First of all, I'm the most militaristic person there is. I'm going to build the military. If I win, I'm going to make our military so strong, so powerful that nobody's going to mess with us. We're going to take...
The Israelis were, for a moment, in the gossip spotlight in Israel and were invited on an Israeli talk show.
And at that point, we were taken for another round of questioning, this time related to our allegedly being members of Mossad. The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event.
I'm the most militaristic person there is. I'm going to build the military. If I win, I'm going to make our military so strong, so powerful that nobody's going to mess with us. We're going to take... Iran is running Iraq, and very soon we'll be virtually going to be totally running Iraq. So, I said, keep the oil. But if you're going to leave, take the oil. and everybody's getting everything but us. What do we get out of it, Alex? We had nothing.
Oh, the French and the Germans are getting the oil, and the Iranians are getting the oil.
Afghanistan is rich with minerals, not oil. For 3 years, I've been saying hit the oil because... But I said, hit the oil, and hit the oil, but we should keep the oil. In other words, we should keep. We'll get ExxonMobil. They'll go in. We'll get other of our oil companies. We'll get some of the great oil companies. We bid it out. We should keep the oil. You know, in the old days, to the victor belong the spoils, right?
Trump, let me say this. My audience, I'd say 90% supports you. Okay.
So Syria's our enemy. Iran is our enemy. Has never been a greater enemy to Israel. They don't like him and they don't like Israel. Speak to friends of mine that are Jewish. He's the worst thing that has ever happened to Israel. Iran will have a nuclear weapon. As soon as that happens, it's very close.
He's used his voice often and loudly in support of Israel, in support of security for Israel. We're honoring his long commitment to Israel.
Fox is a great supporter of Israel and believes strongly in Israel, that I can tell you. And we're going to pay great tribute to Joan Rivers, who truly did love Israel. Is that right? We love Israel. We will fight for Israel 100%, 1,000%. It will be there forever.
Okay, now let's go into the facts of this. Benjamin Netanyahu, educated in America, former Prime Minister of Israel, and evidently slated possibly to become prime minister again. He could be one of the hardliners in Israel. Just happened to be in the United States when 9/11 occurred. And he said something. He said, you know, that 9/11 was a good thing for Israel. 9/11 is a good thing for Israel. And he went on to express his opinion that it meant that the United States would now fully back Israel and its aims and ambitions in the Middle East. It was a good thing for Israel. 9/11 was good for Israel. What did he mean by that?
Donald Trump is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And obviously, he is a maverick. He's an original. I've got so many questions, but you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time in the last 6 months on the radical Muslims celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over.
And the people were saying, many of the people from New Jersey, four or five people said, Mr. Trump, I saw it myself. I was there. They talked about Patterson, but they said, I saw it myself, Mr. Trump. I was there. So many people have called in and on Twitter, at Real Donald Trump, they're all tweeting. They were celebrating, and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
It is. And radical Muslims celebrated on 9/11. Listen, I get it. I mean, you are a true maverick. Operly, you're dead on, sir. You're right.
They were celebrating, and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
It is. And radical Muslims celebrated on 9/11. Listen, I get it. I mean, you are a true maverick. Operly, you're dead on, sir. You're right.
Story out of this in the media, because of course other spy rings have been caught in the US in the last decade, most notably the so-called dancing Israelis who were arrested shortly after 9/11. They were seen celebrating the collapse of the Twin Towers, and also the alleged art student spy ring, which was rounded up in 2002, and they again were supposedly Israeli Mossad agents. Now, both of these spy rings weren't prosecuted, and in fact, the stories have been quietly removed from things like Fox News websites and things. And the spies, or alleged spies, were just quietly deported back to Israel. There was no political hoo-ha, there was no media hoo-ha. and there was no prosecutions. So I think whatever happens to these alleged spies, and yeah, let's bear in mind that they are innocent until proven guilty, whatever happens to them is done for political reasons.
All right, very interesting insight there indeed. Former MI5 officer Annie Machon from Dusseldorf. Thank you.
We need surveillance. We need proper surveillance. We have people that truly are evil, and they're coming from someplace, and you know sort of where they're coming from, at least the vicinity. And I said, we need proper surveillance, whether it's a mosque or any place else. We have to be surveilled. And, you know, the radical Muslim stuff. And our number one problem is what's going on, where they want to blow up our cities and they want to blow up our country. That's our number one problem.
Is it possible that these Mossad assets were in place in New Jersey in order to film the first hit? And there's actually a lot of reports that they were there set up before the first plane.
They were set up before the first plane.
So you can confirm that. That's true. Yeah,
they were set up there before.
Carl, what about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11? How clear are investigators that some Israeli agents may have known something?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously, and there's a great deal of evidence that they say they have collected. None of it necessarily conclusive. It's more when they put it all together. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known? Almost a direct quote, Brent.
After the collisions, the Israelis were seen dancing, and police were called to the scene for suspicions of involvement in the attacks. The Israelis were seen jumping and cheering, taking pictures of themselves in front. The Israelis were seen jumping and cheering, taking pictures of themselves in front of the burning towers.